I could even go according to Rabbi Yashi Shita, that holds what? That a Shemeris Yavam does drink the Me'amarim. I, Shmuel, says the Yavam is not Koino L'chod Avriha. So Pshat is, Midi Yitzra Kron Rabuyay. Hatay, according to Rabbi Yashi, he has the Pasuk Ish Ish, L'Rabbis. You need a special Pasuk to teach me that a Shemeris Yavam drinks the Me'amarim. If so, Mashma, without the special Pasuk, I would have said she does not drink. Why? Mechalal Delav Ishtahi, Klal. Mashmut's not his wife. That is a riot to Shmuel. That that the Yavam is kaino, even by Kofa, that's only for the Inyan, for the Inyanim that it says in the Pasha. But for other halachas, like by Saita, you're talking not kaino, it's not your wife. So therefore, without the extra Pasuk of Ish-Ish, I would have said, she does not drink. Kamashmut on the Pasuk Ish-Ish, that she drinks. Must have like this now. Iboilu, you have a question like this. If you have a wife that doesn't do das Yehudis, Rashi says, she'en etzenua, she doesn't act betznius, yoytzav roishapru, she goes outside and the hair is uncovered, v'tavid bashuk, she weaves in the street, u'madaberasim koladim, she talks with all the men in the street, yamaviksus v'argamadir, the yoytzav shalei biksuva. Such a wife, that's called, she's not doing das Yehudis, she's not acting like a sneeze like a wife, you have a right to give her a gift, and you do not have to give her a ksuba. So the shaila is like this. Oivera sadas, tzricha asro lihasid the ksubasa, oyeno tzricha. Does the husband have to warn her first, stay away and stop doing these things? And then if she doesn't listen, then she loses the ksuba? Or maybe no, maybe the husband does not have to warn her. He has a right away just to give her a get and not pay the ksuba. So Rashi says, tzricha asro, because shema taksar, because if you're going to warn her, maybe she'll stop. The yem tachzer, she'll stop. Lahistik subosh, she won't lose it. Or maybe no, ainet tzrich asro. Tevlav asro misadot. Even though you don't warn her, still she'll lose the ksuba. That's the shayla. So Mora says, mi yarminadu, we say, kivun diaveras al das, he loy boy asro. Since the mice, your wife is not acting with sneers, she's outside on the streets talking to all the men, you do not have to warn her, but she loses the ksuba automatically. Oiduma, maybe no. Tiboy Yasra, maybe you do have to warn her first. Tihodrabo, Tihodrabo. Because it's possible to say if you would warn her, maybe she would stop doing it. So therefore, you have to warn her first. And it's only if she does not listen to your warning, then she loses the ksuba. So that's the shayla. Tumor says, Toshima Kamini, I'll bring you proof from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, Arusa Vishemeris Yavam, if you have an Arusa, and you have a Shemeris Yavam, the lachri is loy shoy sois for loy nightless ksuba. They do not drink the mei amorim because they're not called tachas ishech. It's not like a real wife. But I call upon him, they become usher, then they don't get a ksuba. So the diik is mishte hu de loy shesia. Mashma, they do not drink. That's the diik. They do not drink the mei amorim. But hokenuya maknilo. But mashma, there is a purpose for the husband to warn his wife, to warn the shemeris yavam. Or else to warn the Arusa, even though you don't have Nisuyin yet, you only have Erisin, but our Mishnah's Mashma, you should warn her. And if you warn her, then the Mishnah says she does not get her Ksuba. The Mishnah only says that she does not drink, but Mashma, the Kinoi helped, and therefore she loses her Ksuba. So Gemara says, Lamai, for what purpose is there an Inyan to warn your wife when she's an Arusa? Lav liyasidu Ksubasa. Isn't it to make her lose her Ksuba? So you see here that to lose the ksuba without hasra, without warning her, she does not lose it. Because if she became a saita, like Rashi speaks out, that's called she also did not listen to das Yehudis. She's not a tznua. If she was found to be a saita, that means you warned her, stay away from that man, and she did not listen, she went with that man, so she's not a tznua. So if so, if you tell me now when your wife is not a tznua, she loses the ksuba without you warning her. So why does our Mishnah Mashma that the only thing wrong is she doesn't drink? That there is an inyan for you to warn her. So it has to be that since you warn her, that's why she loses the ksuba. But if you would not warn her, it could be that she would not lose the ksuba. Some Rabbi says like this, Loi, I tell you, no, that's not Shana Mishnah. It could be if the husband gives her a get now, she would not get the ksuba even if he would not warn her. So for what purpose does the Mishnah say there is a Pasha of Kin of Estira? Because the Afkamina is, does she become also to her husband? So if the husband first warned her, gave her Kinui,
where they only had eris and they had kedushin, and then the husband warned his wife, and then they were found to be alone together, the halacha rishi becomes a saita, that she's also to her husband now. Just the halacha rishi, she does not drink the me'amorim, he cannot check her out. And about a ksuba, even without the warning of the husband, she would maybe lose a ksuba. The warning of the Mishnah only means loisrolov. So we don't have any pshitas to our shayla. So it says like this. Rav Papa says, Lahashkoisa kishinesuya. No, it says the big nafkamina now, Mishnah. That there's a purpose for the husband, the Oros, to warn his wife now in order to make her drink later when she becomes a nesuya. Like true. Right now, calls the man Yoni Averisin, she doesn't have to drink the me'amorim. But if you make nesuyim with her, then you could make her drink the me'amorim. Kidatani, we learn like this. Ein mekanin liyarusa lashkoisa kashiyarusa. True, there's no purpose for you to warn your wife when she only have erisin if you want to make her drink the water now when she's an arusa. But that's the halacha of our Mishnah, that an arusa does not drink the me'amorim. Avol, but you should know a husband could do, is mekanin liyarusa. He could warn his wife now, even though they only had erisin, if he sees her with another man, he could warn her, stay away from him. In order, lahashkoisa kashinesuya, in order that later when the husband makes nesuyin, then he could make his wife drink the me'amorim. So that's the purpose our Mishnah says, to make kinu v'stira. Could be not to make a rasa rabayla, not to make her drink the me'amorim, not to make the kchi v'ksuba, but only in order that later after nesuyin, they'll be able to drink. So therefore we have no pshitas, we have no proof from our Mishnah. So where says Vaita? Omar Rav says to Hashem, come on, bring another proof. Again, our Shaila is, an averus adas yudis, to lose the ksuba, does the husband have to warn her, or maybe even without him warning her? So Tashma coming here. Says Aloha, Almona l'koin godol. We are koin godol married an Almona. Heraz Gerusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyet. A regular koin married a Gerusha v'chalutza. Heraz Mamzerus and the sin of Yisrael, Israel chai v'lavin. Heraz Bas Yisrael, the Mamzer l'nosin. And now they became a Saitom. The Locher is loy shaysais, v'loy nightless ksuba. That they do not drink the me'amorim, and also they do not get a ksuba if the husband gives them a get. So the ik is mishdu the loshasiya. Only they do not have to drink the me'amorim. But al kenuya makni lohu mashma. There is a purpose though for this kohen gadol to warn his almana. The question is ulamai, for what purpose? What purpose is that he should warn his wife? Eli oisru on Allah. If to say now she become asa to him. Fred Gemara Asirim v'Kayamin. She's also anyway. It's a Kohen Gadol married an Amona. It's a Chai v'Lavin. The Kohen Gadol can't live with her anyway. So what do you have to tell me now? The Kohen Gadol should warn his wife, Kino v'Stira, in order that she should become a Saita. She'll be also to him. She's also anyway. So for what purpose is there for the Kohen to warn his wife? El Alav lihasid l'ksubasim. It has to be for the purpose that if the Kohen Gadol wants to give her a get now, he would not have to give her a ksuba. Why? Only because he warns her. So mashma, in a case where she's over al das yudis, you have to warn her first. So Mora says no. Omer Rav Yehuda midiskutor, Rav Yehuda from this city, diskutor says, li'oisra l'boyil. You know what a nafkamina is? That now she become masa to that man that you are afraid that she live with. In other words, the Kohen Gadol married his wife in Amona. So true, the Kohen Gadol is also to her anyway. But now that the Kohen Gadol, she's playing around with a man, so he warns her, and then we came out there with Stira, they were together. So Lachar is, now that the wife becomes a Saita, she also becomes also to that man that they were Choshed for. In other words, even if the Kohen Gadol will give her a get, she's not allowed to go marry that Boyal. So that's the Nafkamina. The reason why the Kohen Gadol should still warn, make a Kino, and then if there's a Stira, for a purpose, that now the wife would become also on that Boyal. That's the Nafkamina. But it could be for the lach of Geksuba, it would not make an afkamina. Tishnav, like we learned, we have a Gemara later that says, Kishem Shasura Labal, the same way if your wife becomes a Saita, she becomes also to her husband, the lach is Kachasura Laboyal, she also becomes also to that man that we're afraid she live with. That even if her husband will give her a get, she is not allowed to marry that man. So it could be that's why by Kohen Gadol is an Indian to again make king of Asira. But it could be, for the ksuba part, she would lose the ksuba even without hasra. So we have no proof. Moses vayit omer mi chanina misura. Toshima coming here. says like this. We had before, V'elu shebezdin mekana lehen. These are the wives that bezdin themselves would make kinu for the husband. Mishin is charish by the husband became a charish, deaf and dumb. Or nishtato became a shaita. Or shoyechovish beis asurim. Whereas if the husband is locked up in jail, so he doesn't see what his wife is doing. So therefore, bezdin now, if they see his wife going with another man, they'll warn her. Now, v'loy lashkoi samru, this was not said to make her drink the me'amorim. Because to drink the me'amorim, you need the husband there. But el lepaisla miksubasa. But the reason why Bezdin gives the king of Astira is only to make it that she lose her ksuba. So Shema Mina, there's a clear proof that of an Isha, that's a veras hadas yudis, that she loses her ksuba, it's only after the husband first warned her. But if the husband does not warn her first, and the husband decides right away to give her a get, the lachri, she would not lose her ksuba. So here's a good proof. Nothing more so like this. Well, Shema Mina, boy Yasruah, Shema Mina. Here is a good proof that you have to have Asruah. The Kulu, my time, Elo Yomri Meho. Mary asked, how come all the other man, the Yomri before, did not bring a proof from this halacha? They say like this, Dilma may be Shani Yosom, the less layim so the Baal, Klal. Maybe here it's different. In other words, when the husband is a shaita, or the husband is a cherish, the husband's locked up in jail, so the wife has no fear from the husband, because he's not around. So maybe there's not such a taina that she's not acting mitznias. So therefore, to lose a ksuba, it's only if Bezdin warns her first. But maybe in the case where she has a husband, and she's supposed to be afraid of him, he's around her, and still she's not afraid of the husband, and rather she goes and does, she's over on Das Yehudis, maybe that's such a terrible thing, that then she'll lose a ksuba, even without Hasrua. So that's why the other man, the young before, did not want to bring a proof from here. There's an afkamina if she doesn't have a husband around, or whether the husband is around. All right, turn over. It works like this. Iboilu, you have a question like this. Oivera sadat, if she did not sneer thick of things, verotza ba'alakayma, and the husband still wants to keep her, stay married to her, is mekayama or yeina mekayma? Is he allowed to stay married to her or not? Is this halacha that she's a vera sadat yudis? Does the husband have to give her a get? Well, no, it's only up to the husband. If he wants to, yes. If not, not. Mi yarmina do we say, b'kveidin the Baal Tali Rachmana. It's telling if the husband wants her or not. Well, like up, but here the Torah, he doesn't care about it. Oy dilma maybe, kivun the kapit. Rashi, that means kleimar. Kivun the urcha the Baal the mikvud. Most husbands care if their wives don't act with sneas. Is our korchus the high nami have b'kveid lagamei. It's all succeeded like automatically she's also to her husband. So what's this Toshma coming here? It says in the Mishnah, V'yeilu shebezdin mekanalehen. These are the wives that bezdin make a kinu for them, for the husband. Mishin is charish b'ayla, the husband became deaf and dumb, or nishato became a shaito, or shoyachom shemais asurim, he's locked up in jail. The bezdin has to warn them. Now, V'yarmat, if you want to tell me, rotsa ba'al lekaima mekaima, if the husband wants to keep her. The husband has a right to keep her. If so, Avdi Bezdin Midi the Dilmala Nichalai. How could Bezdin himself go ahead and warn the wife? And by this, they're going to make that the wife may become also to the husband. And maybe the husband doesn't want that. Now that you're telling me now, if the husband sees his wife flirting with other men, if it doesn't bother him, you want to tell him he doesn't have to warn his wife? He doesn't have to make his wife into a Saita. He's rather leave her the way it is. If that's true, so then how come when the husband is not around, so we say Bezdin could warn her? Maybe the husband would not want her to be warned. So how could Bezdin do something the husband himself would not want? Tomorrow says, that's not a kasha. Tomorrow says, because Stoma de Milsa, Kivun de Avera Sadati, Menach Nichole. That most times you go to Basaroy, the normal husband would not like the fact his wife is flirting with other men. So therefore, if the husband would have known that his wife is hanging around with other men, he most probably also would have wanted to warn her to make her into a saita. So therefore, Bezdin has the right to do it. He boiled you up another question. Baal shemochel akinui, kinui mochel aleinu mochel. First, the husband saw his wife flirting with another man, so he warned her, stay away. And then later, a day or two later, he asked her what he feels bad that he warned her. Because he knows now that he warned her, if she's going to be caught with him alone in the room, she's going to be usher to him. So he asks Harata now. He wants to be mercy, he wants to take away that kinui. If the husband could take away the kinui of the warning, so then later if she's found alone with a man, she doesn't become usher. Stam if an isha has yichud with a man, she doesn't become usher to her husband. Only if it was first kinui. So here the shalom is, if the husband truly first warned her in front of two Edom, and that lady feels bad that he did it, could he take away the kinyan or not? Miyar mina do we say b'kinyan the ba'al tali rachmana, or ba'al amachu lay l'kinyan. If the pshat from kinyan is the husband has to be makbid, has to care about it. And now that the husband says he doesn't care about it, maybe he could take away his kinyan. Oh yeah. I do maybe know, keep on the corner lay mikoro, since first he warned her, lay mosi machulay, that's halacha. You gave a kinui, that's it. And she didn't listen to you, and she still was found with that man, she automatically becomes dosa to you. So that's the question. Rasa Toshima, come in here. It says, again, V'yelu shebezdin mekanen lo. These are the wives that bezdin can make kinu for them. Mishin is charish, baylo, nishato, I show you, chobj beis asur. Now, V'yam, if you could tell me now, baal shemachal kinui, can he machal if the husband has karata, feels bad that he made this kinu, he warned her, he could take it away. If so, avdin immediately yosib baal mochilei. Do we do something now that maybe when the husband comes out of jail, he himself will take it away? Like the Hurat, like the Rashi says, v'yikas elusa de medina. It's not nice for Bezdin to do something that could be abolished later, that the husband could take it away. It's not nice for Bezdin to do it. So if the husband could take it away later, Luchur Bezdin should not be able to do it now. Tomorrow says again, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, Stoma de Milsa, most probably, Odo Maskim Adas Bezdin, that Al Piroi, the husband will not abolish it, take it away later. Because the husband will zich agree what Bezdin did, so therefore Bezdin has a right now to make kinui. But maybe if the husband does have charot to feel bad, maybe he could take it away. So Tarshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Umoisrim loy shnei tamid chachamin. After a husband makes his wife into a soita, he has to take her up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So when he travels from his city to Yerushalayim, it says the Bezdin in his city sends along with them two tamid chachamin. Why? Kashem yov yoleh baderach. Maybe the husband will live with his wife on the way up, and then the water won't check her out anymore. Like she's a soita now, it's also. Now, V'yarmut, if you want to tell me, Baal Shem Mochel HaKinui, Kinui Mochel, if the husband has a right to be Mochel HaKinui, take it away. He could take it away. Says so, Lachle LeKinui Yeloboyel. If the husband's going to want to live with her, he could do it to Heter. He could do it as if to say, I'm taking away the first Kinui I made, so that you're not also to me. Then he has a right to live with her. Tzumor says, Maishno Tamir Chom, what do we say Tamir Chom for? The Gmiri, they learn halachas. It could be that it's true, but the reason why when you talk to Tamir Chachamim there, that they should tell the husband the halacha, that in the case they're going to see that the husband wants to live with his wife, and that's an issa now, they'll give him this eitzah to do it to heter. You know how husband, you can live with your wife now, the heter, go be moichala kinui, like take away that first kinui warning, so I don't want it to be a warning. If there was no warning there, then just the fact your wife had yichud with another man, she did not become usa to you. So maybe that's all the Tamir Chacham do. In a climate, it's true. Maybe the husband could be meichel. The Tamir Chacham just tell the husband to be meichel. Toshma coming here. The Yom Rabbi Yashia. Shleisha Devorim Sachli Ziri Miyanshi Yushlayim. Three things Ziri told me. Baal Shemochel HaKinov Kinuya Mochel. Is that true? If the husband is meichel, takes away the kinu that he made, he has a right to abolish it. Even though a person, a Zokin Mamre, argued against the Bezdin HaGadol, if they have a right to be Meichel and say, we don't want him to become a Zokin Mamre, we don't want to have him killed. That a father could be Meichel, his son, even though he's a Ben, he should be a Ben Tzorah Meirah. But if the Shabbos Yetzach Averi B'Shebedorim, Ashnaim Hoidli, and two of them, they agreed to me, but the Zokin Mamre Hoidli, they didn't agree to that. Shloyava machlekes for Yisrael, that's not kedai. Should not have machlekes in the Klal Yisrael. Hakopon shemamid merit a clear proof that baal shemochel aknuyav kine mochel shemamino. Here is a clear proof that a husband has a right to be mochel al kine. Can take it away. Hapliga baravach rabina chadama kaidem stira mochel liachas stira ain't mochel. The mechila only helped before they found stira. Not after stira. The chadama liachas stira nami mochel. When the stava command yom ain't mochel. Be my midikum had the rabban rab yosi. Have yosi yom a boil on them. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. Oh, we'll just ask him around. Yeah, we're holding the Avchofe Yomer Aleph on the bottom. So we came out yesterday that the locher is the Baal could be Moichel HaKinui. That means even though the husband was Mekani's wife, later though he could be Moichel, he could say he doesn't want that Kinu to take place. So since the kinu does not take place, she does not become osa. Tzmura says now, pligi bo ravacha ravina. It's a machlekes ravacha and ravina. Chadama once says that koidem stira mochel. That when could the husband be moichel is kinui? That's only before the stira took place. Before they found her alone with the man. But liyacha stira in a moichel. But once they had stira ready, so now she becomes osa to a husband, she becomes a saita misofik, so then the husband cannot be moichel. The husband cannot take off the yisra once it's chal. But the chadama once said no, that liyacha stira nami moichel. That even after there was stira, in other words, what happened was, first the husband warned his wife. He gave a kinui, and then there was stira. They found the wife was found alone with that man, so she becomes osa to the husband. Still, if the husband wants, this man the yam holds, the husband could be moichel a kinui. He could like abolish his kinui, and therefore the locher is, she becomes mutter to him. So it's a machlekes, if he could be moichel even after stira or not. The Gemara says, "Umestabra command the yama eino meichel." The svar is like the one that says, "After stira, the husband cannot be meichel anymore." Me, my, what's the proof? Midikah mahadrei rabbanon Rabbi Yosi. The way the rabbanon answered back Rabbi Yosi, though we had before in Dav Zayin, the Tanya we learned like this over there. Rabbi Yosi yomer baylo nemen olehel. There was a shaila after the husband gave kinu and stira, found out stira with his wife, so he took her to the Bezdin in that city, and the Bezdin passed Ganois that she's a Saita. So the locher is now the husband has to take her up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. He has to walk with his wife and take his wife to Yerushalayim. So the question is, when they're going up to Yerushalayim, they're also to live together. So the question is, do we have to send along two Talmid Chachamim, like to watch the husband, or no? So it says over there, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, that Bailo Nemon Olehel. The husband is Nemon, we don't have to send along two Talmid Chachamim. The husband is Nemon that he won't live with his wife. Mikal V'choymer, he has a Kal V'choymer. Oma Nida Shibikoros. Maduch the locher is by a Nida. That if the husband lives with his wife when she's a Nida, he's Chayiv Koris. Still the locher is Baalo. Nemon Olehel. The husband is Nemon. That means he's allowed to have yichud. He's allowed to be alone with his wife. We're not afraid he'll do this nus. If so, soita, she belav. That the husband is also with his wife when she's a soita. It's only chai belavin, loy kol shechein. Isn't it for sure that we'll trust the husband that he will not live with her? So that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. On this Omru loy, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yosi, no, that loy imor ma'ata benida, it's not true. I'll tell you only by Nida we believe the husband, we trust the husband, Shekhen Yesh Leheter, because there's a heter. That means eventually she'll become Ais Nida, she'll become Tohor, and then the husband's allowed to live with her, so the husband can hold himself back for a few days. Tayama Besoita, Mashenken over here, where the wife becomes a Soita, Shein Leheter, that there's no heter right now. He has to wait till he brings it to the Koyin, till she drinks the Mayamarim. So since there's no clear heter, so here we're afraid maybe the husband can't wait, and he will live with his wife. That's what the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi. Now the question is, V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, that liyachas tira mochulom, that even after the wife became a Saita, when the husband warned her, and then there was tira, so she becomes osa, still the husband has the right to be mochul, to abolish his kinui, and then she'll become mutter. If so, mishkachas lo adiyesh leheter. It's possible to find a heter, even by Saita. Di boi mochul ele kinuyei. Uboyel, that if the husband wants, he could be mochul, take away the kinu, the warning that he warned his wife, and then she'll be mutter to him, and he's allowed to live with her. So since the Chum say no, that there's no heter over here on mashma until she drinks the meyamorim, el shma mina, that liyachas tira eina mochul shma mina. There it's a proof that once the wife became a soita, once the wife had kinui, and then she was found distira, she was found alone with that man, that she becomes osa, then the husband cannot abolish the kinui anymore. Then the husband cannot be mochul al kinui. Then the Mishnah says weiter that nesu balayen achloshosu. Let's say when she became a Saita, now before she drank the Mayamorim, the husband died. So it's a machlekes now, does she have a right to collect her ksuba or not? Could she collect her ksuba from the Yorshim or not? So Beis Shammai said yes, she could collect, and Beis Hillel says no. So Gemara says, but my kamiflugi, what's the machlokes? Beis Shammai savi, Beis Shammai holds shtar hoy med ligvois kagavu domi, or shtar that's oimed. That means it's supposed to be collected. We consider as if you collected it already. See the isha, she has a ksuba. So when she holds on to the ksuba, we look as if she collected it already. So now when the husband dies, so that's halacha, she has a right to collect the ksuba. What do you want to say though? No, here she can't collect the ksuba because she's a suffik. Maybe she did this nus. Maybe she was also labailo, and then she loses the ksuba. But it's only a doubt, because really she was supposed to drink the mei amorim, and then we'll see the truth. But now that the husband died, she can't drink. So it's a suffik whether she has a right to hold on to her ksuba or not. So according to Beis Shammai, it says, we consider like she's holding on to her ksuba. So the question is like, do we let her keep on holding on to it, or do we take it away from her? So therefore, min ha-suffik, we leave it by her. So that's Beis Shammai's throw to say that she has a right to collect the ksuba.